Prefer Yuvamos Yudbeis Kisei Tav Shin Lamed Vav, November 16, 1975.
As the violation of the law is simultaneous with the Ma'isa Mitzvah, even though it's prior to the Kiyuma Mitzvah, so it's considered Be'idne. So the Gmar Be'ed, that's the Ma'isa Mitzvah, because then she becomes Muberes. Mashinkin da Ahoye, that's only Hechsha. That's only a Hechsha, that's not even the Ma'isa Mitzvah. So that's why Teisa she. But in regard to Mechiyomim, he says Bezdin, so the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Beato Orom Mekabecho consists in having them executed. But the execution itself is a Ma'isa Mitzvah. Not only the execution itself, the preparation of the Psilo is also part and parcel of the Ma'isa Mitzvah. It's not like going to a store to find an estric for Sukkos. That's not a Ma'isa Mitzvah, that's only a Hechsher. So why does Tesis mention, why does Tesis have to mention the Russian, the whole Duchtin Machshirinon, Machshirin Mitzvah Sheyef Shalah Seisoma, Me'erev Shabbos Ki Mitzvah Atzmo? Why do they have to mention that? So that is completely irrelevant. So apparently Tesis mentions this as a raya for this aloche, because where the Kiyuma Mitzvah consists in the result, so then the acts that have to take place before the result is a Ma'isa Mitzvah. So Teisa Shite is that the Mitzvah of Mile, Bismano, the Kima Mitzvah does not consist in the act of circumcision, but in having the teenage become a mole. Not in the act of Mile, but in having him become a mole. So Teisves Raya is the Bechol Duchte Machshirin on Machshirin Mitzvah Sheyef Shalasei Somer of Shabbos Ki Mitzvah Atzmo. In other words, because the Aloche that there is no one as a Gemara Shabbos here. Gemara in Shabbat Afkuf Lamed Gimel Amud Bey said as follows: Hamol Kol Zman Shuleisig B'Mile Chizei Bein Al Atzitzin Amakrines Amile Bein Al Atzitzin Sheino Makrines Amile Pireish Al Atzitzin Amakrines Amile Chizei Veya Al Atzitzin Sheino Makrines Amile Nechizei. So there are certain tzitzin, I cannot go into it, that are Makrines Amile. And there are certain tzitzin that are not makrines amile. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, that from Zion points out which tzitzin is makrines amile, which tzitzin is not makrines amile. Elo in a tzitzin makrines amile, posa achives rivato, but above that, so it's not makrines amile. Still, the halacha is that even if one is malan Shabbos, so as long as he did not take away his hand, you know, from the gid of the teenage, calls man shuaisik the mile, chayze ya bein al atzitzin amaknes amile, bein al atzitzin shein amaknes amile. So the question is, the tzitzin shein amaknes amile, he can have the kiyum amitzvah, even without that. So it's not me'akim. Why should he continue to cut off, that skin that is not me'akim as amile? So it's just a meloch on Shabbos. The answer is, it's not me'akim in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. He can have the Kiyum HaMitzvah without that. But when he does cut off even the Tzitzim Sheni Makos HaBileh, that's part and parcel of the Ma'isa HaMitzvah HaMileh. So it's Be'idne of the Ma'isa HaMitzvah. So it's Deicha Shabbos. So he mentions the Raya. That's why he mentions the Bechol Duchtin Mashmino Machshire Mitzvah Sheyefshel Aseisa Merav Shabbos. He doesn't mean Machshire Mitzvah like going to a store, to an Esrik store before Yom Tov. I mean Machshire Mitzvah. He means Machshire Mitzvah. He doesn't mean Machshire Mitzvah fixing the Mizbeach. Let's say the Mizbeach became possible on Shabbos. So, and it's impossible, makrim imach opishim bayis, but the mizbeach you must have. So it's impossible to be makrim the kom tomit, unless, kom tomit, kom musev, unless you are misaki the mizbeach. So, Tesis will not say that since it became possible on Shabbos, you are allowed to fix the mizbeach on Shabbos. That's not vidne, and it's not part and parcel of the ma'isa mitzvah of the akovas tomit. Fixing the mizbeach is not part and part, certainly not part of the ole. When will become the mitzvah? Once the ole is completely cut off. But it bleeds, it keeps on bleeding for 2 minutes, so he makes a chabure. So he does a miloche prior to the kiyama mitzvah. The kiyama mitzvah. So what will he say according to Rashi? So according to Tesis, the answer is that as long as the ma'isa mitzvah is simultaneous with the violation of the law, so it's written. How about Rashi? So we have to say according to Rashi that the mitzvah consists in the act of mile, not in having the tinit mol. So mele is written, because that's like eating a kazayis matzah Pesach night. So it takes some time to eat the kazayis matzah, but the kima mitzvah consists in the act of eating, not in having a kazayis matzah eaten. But in the act of eating. So according to Rashi, the mitzvah of mile, the kima mitzvah of mile consists in the act of mile, not in having him all. Now the Bisalevi discusses whether the mitzvah of mile consists in the act of mile or in having him all. So according to Rashi, we have to say that the mitzvah of mile consists in the act of mile. And according to Teisves, the Teisves holds that the mitzvah of mile consists in having the tinik mol bismane. So the question is, so every time when he's mal, it takes him 2 minutes to be mal. How can he be mal? So the answer is because you cannot fulfill the mitzvah unless you spend some time in calling of the holy. So mimele, that's part and parcel of the ma'isa mitzvah, even though the kiyum mitzvah consists in having the tinik mol. So mimele is deiche. So here, the mitzvah, in view of the fact that the mitzvah of Beata or Rom B'Tobecho does not consist in the act of executing, but in having him executed, so every act that is necessary for the execution, for having him executed, so he is part and parcel of the Ma'isa mitzvah. So Mimele it's been. But in the Haname, Tesis will be made, not the Tesis. Yischeli, he agrees with the shite of the Piske Tesis and Zvokhim after Zion, and the Yischeli can taste the shite in all over, I mean in Gittin and other places. But here, taste the shite is that Be'idne means that the Ma'isa mitzvah has to be simultaneous with the violation of law.
So
the Gemara says, the Gemara is matche. Rav Simon bar Ashi is matche. The teretz of the Gemara that the reason as to why the Torah had to mention Oleo to advise us that Yidden is not deiche. The Isakores of Achis Isho, because if not for the Kersakos of Olao, I would say that Yidden should be deiche the Isakores of Achis Isho. Because of the Kersakos of Lisivar H, and the Gemara assumed that herein, that this Kersakos is based upon the concept
or that Malchum Rabbe Malchum Rezute. So Rav Simi Barashi says, no, it's not that we say Malchum Rabbe Malchum Rezute. But if not for the special Zerzakosu for this Varish, I would apply a Kalachema, a special Kalachema. So that's why the Torah had to say this Varish, that we to negate that Kalachema, that we couldn't apply that Kalachema. What would be that Kalachema if the Torah didn't mention this Varish? Uma veido sheyachmur v'teicha Shabbos ritzicha teicha Yisrael shenema mizbechit ikachenu lomus Shabo shenitchem pnei shenitches pnei aveide in a din sheter ritzicha teicha Yisrael. So in other words, that we know that aveide, every korban tzibur, every korban that is kavua lizma, so is teicha Shabbos. So in a certain sense, Aveide is more homo than Shabbos. In a certain sense, it doesn't mean that Aveide is more homo generally, but in a certain sense, Aveide is more homo than Shabbos, because Aveide is Deicha Shabbos. So Aveide is the homo item. Whenever we have a kalachemer, so either we deduce a minor premise from a major premise, the kal from the chomo, or the chomo from the kal. So aveido is the chomo item, and Shabbos is the kal item. In a certain sense, it doesn't mean that the avere of being mevatlav aveide is greater than the avere of chil Shabbos chas v'sholem, but it means in a certain sense aveide is the chomer item, is the major premise, and Shabbos is the minor premise. So ma aveide sheichmur v'deicha Shabbos so ritzicha deicha Yisrael. So we see that with the mitzvah of misas bezin, of inish bezin, that's ritzicha. So is deiche the major premise, the chomer item? So Shabbos shenitches mitnei aveido, enedin sheter tzicha Yisrael. So if misas bezin can be deiche the chomer item, that which is relatively chomer, it can be deiche aveide. Slachas kamo v'chamo, that it can be deiche the minor item. So we deduce a kal from the chomo. The kal from the chomo. That. So the melamed is the chomo item. In other words, aveide. Aveide is the melamed. And Mrs. Bezn. So aveide is the chomer item. So Mrs. Bezn is deichet. So that's the melamed. So the kal item Shabbos certainly should be nitches by Mrs. Bezn. So Shabbos is the kal, and aveide is the chomer. So what is the melamed? The melamed is the chomer item, aveide. That's relatively chomer, and that is nitches. And the lomed is Shabbos. That's the relatively kal item. Uma aveide sheichmur v'deicha Shabbos etzicha deicha Yisrael. Hiksho Rav Reb Yankiv d'Olaydish. Nei medaye. Mari tzicha nedeiche aveide elo b'sheva al taise. Shabbos tamelu tzitche elo b'sheva al taise. V'yesh leim adase kerev talvim. Yomar heiched mifrich kal v'cheimer la'amrin andai. Now Rav Talvim, the halacha is that keren, until it becomes a mu'ed, so is chayv only chotzi nezik. Shem v'regel is chayv nezik sholem in the first time. Now, Shem Regel has a certain kule, it's potter b'shus rabbi. It's only chayiv and chotranizik. Keren is chayiv b'shus rabbi. So there is a machlokes between Rab Taufman and Rabbonon. Rabbonon say that Keren Tam is chayv chotzi nezek not only in Rishus Rabbi, where Hashem v'regla apturun legamre, but it's chayv only chotzi nezek in Rishus Anizik. That's the Rabbonon. Rab Taufman says no. Keren Tam is chayv chotzi nezek in Rishus Rabbi, where Hashem v'regla is poter legamre. So Keren Rishus Rabbi is chayv only chotzi nezek. Mashiach in Rishus Anizik, where Keren is chayv. Keren is chayev, Hashem v'regel is chayev, so Keren is chayev in Ezek Sholem, Keren Tam is chayev in Ezek Sholem. So the Mishneh there in Barakame formulates Rab Taufman's Kalvachimer in two ways. Alright, now that's the Mishneh in Barakame Daf Chof Daled Amud Beis. Shiramazik Bershus Anizek, so Rab Taufman Imon Ezek Shol, Vachachomim Eimrim Chotzin Ezek, Omo Lehem Rab Taufman, Uma Abim Mokim Shei Kilo Hashem Vareno, Bershus Arabi, Shehu Pota, Hechmir Aleyem Bershus Anizek, Lishalem Ezek Sholei, Mokim Shei Hechmir Aleyem Kerem Bershus Arabi, Lishalem Chotzin Ezek, Ein Edin Shenach Mirolo, Bershus Anizek, Lishalem Ezek Sholem. Omo Ledai Lom Nadil Yisnim, Ma Bershus Arabi Chotzin Ezek, Ma Bershus Anizek Chotzin Ezek. Omo Lehem, Af Ani Lo Yodin Kerem Mi Kerem, Ani Yodin Kerem Mi Regel, Uma Kem, Uma Bimokim Shei Kelo Hashem Vala Regel, Bershus Arabi, Hechmir Bi Kerem, Mokim Shei Hechmir Hashem Vala Regel, Bershus Anizek, Ein Edin Shenach Mi Kerem. So we have here two versions of the Kalvachim Abaratam. So the first version of Kalvachim Kalvachim consists in the Yalfuse of Keren Birshus Anizek from Keren Birshus Arabi. That's the first version. So Keren Birshus Arabi is the Kal item. Keren, why is Keren Birshus Arabim Kal vis-a-vis Keren Birshus Anizek? Because Birshus Arabim has certain kules. Shem Regel is Potter Birshus Arabim. So Memele, that makes Keren Birshus Arabim a minor premise, a Kal item, a minor premise. Keren Birshus Anizek is the major premise, is the Chomer item. So according to the first version of Rab Taufman's Yalfuse, so the Yalfuse consists of Keren, so there is a Yalfuse of Keren Bishus Anizek. Keren Bishus Anizek is deduced from Keren Bishus Arabi. So Keren Bishus Arabi that is Kal is Chayev. Keren Bishus Arabi is Chayev because Bishus Arabi has Kules Shem Regel is Pota. So Keren Bishus Arabi, which is a minor premise, which is a Kal item, is chayev. So Keren Birshus Anizek, which is a major premise, a homer item, certainly chayev. So that's why it's chayev in Ezek Sholem. So the melamed is Keren Birshus Arabi, the kal item, and the lomed, the thing that is deduced, the seifadi. So the thing that is deduced, the lomed, is the homer item, is Keren Birshus Anizek. So what does Rab Taufman say? If Keren, it's Kalvachimer, if the minor item, Keren Bershus Arabim, the Kal item, is Chayev, so the major premise, the Chomer item, Keren Bershus Anizek, is certainly Chayev in Ezek Sholem. So the Rabbonim say very well to Rab Taufman, what kind of a Kalvachimer do you have? This Chayev in Ezek Sholem? Fine. True. Keren Bishus Anizek is more homo than Keren Bishus Arabi. So if Keren Bishus Arabi is Chayev, Allah has come over Hamo that Keren Bishus Anizek is Chayev, but die with my deal is Kenitin. Let the Lomit be on the same level as the Melamit. The minor item. The minor item, of course, the minor item cannot be on a higher level than than the major item. But let the minor item is chayev chotzinezik. So kerem b'shus anizek, which is more chomor, is certainly chayev chotzinezik. But how do you know that it's chayev twice as much? Tail of nadili is in it. So mele you cannot deduce that kalachim. Now, so Teisve says there in Balkame, so why did Rav Tarfon at the very outset deduce this kalachimer of Kerem Beshus Anizek from Kerem Beshus Rabbi? Because Rav Tarfon holds too, there is such a concept as dialogue Nadil Islin. That we learn out from the posik in connection with Miriam, if you are Bio Yorik Vanel. But when do we apply the concept of Dayei? If as a result of the application of Dayei, the Kalvachema does not collapse. But if as a result of the application of Dayei, the Kalvachema collapses completely, then we don't say Dayei. So, where is the Mokya for Dayei? The Mokya for Dayei is the Posi Gimbalesho. So in other words, when Miriam criticized Moshe Rabbeinu, so she was punished, and she became afflicted with Tzaras. So the Torah says, Vayimer ad Hashem el Moshe, v'yoviyo yorek yorek b'fonel, halitikolim shivas yom. So, what does the Torah mean? If the father would be yorek b'fonel, so then she would be shivas yomim, she would be zguras shivas yomim, certainly when the shechina is yorek b'fonel, when the shechina chastises a person, the Shechina chastised Miriam. So, eternally. So, what does it mean? Abor Sayyim. No, but not Abor Sayyim. Only Shivor Sayyim. Why don't we say Abor Sayyim? After all, when someone is chastised by the Shechina, so it's much more than chastised by a father. So the answer is Dayei. So Dayei. So here is the Mokeh. Here is the Mokeh for Dayei. Now, you see, all this, you see, I mean, at first blush, one might wonder, why does the Gemara have to mention the posik for the concept of Dayei? Isn't Dayei the most obvious thing that there is in the world? I mean, couldn't anything be more of common sense than the concept of Dayei? I mean, you're trying to deduce it alachemer, a major premise from a minor premise. If the minor premise there is so much, so the major premise certainly more. So then you say Dayei? I mean, that's a matter of logic. Why do you need Holom Likro? Svoi, the Koyev Likeve, Ozl Vasye. The answer is, if the Kalvachema, when the Torah mentions, when the Gemara mentions here, Kalvachema of Rav Tarfon, if it had been the Kalvachema of logic, I mentioned many times that there are two kinds of Kalvachema. There is a Kalvachema of logic, Kalvachema of logic, so everyone is entitled, as long as he applies logic. So everyone can resort to a kalachim of logic. That's one of the techniques of understanding the Torah, by applying logic, reasoning, deductive reasoning, inductive reasoning. I mean, but then we don't have to resort to a special aloche of that the Torah is nidreshet the kalachim. But the kalachim of that the Torah is nidreshet is not the kalachim of logic. That's a kalachim that is not based upon logic. It's the same as Zereshove, as Hekesh, as Talu Pratochlal. That's one of the Midrash Ateon Nidreshes Ben. So since the Kalvachemer of the Gimel Midrash Ateon Nidreshes Ben is not based upon logic, so maybe we couldn't apply Dali also up logic, but we have to have more care in the Torah that there is such a concept as Dali. So that's the motto for Dali. So maybe the Rabbonon said, Rav Tarfon, how can you deduce the Kalvachemer of Kerem Beshus Hanizek that is deduced from Kerem Beshus Arabim, but the Melamed is Kerem Beshus Arabim, there is Chayev Chotzenezek. So the Lamed should be Chayev only Chotzenezek. How do you know more Chotzenezek? That I didn't need. So, and there is a Mokeh on the Torah for the concept of Dayei. So the Gemara says that the reason is why Rav Tarfon did deduce Kalvachemer, because true, there is a mokeya for Dayei in the Torah Vio Yorik Yorik B'Fonel, or Vio Yorik Yorik B'Fonel, but Iveya, as a result of the application of Dalei, the Kalachema doesn't collapse. We still have to resolve the Kalachema. Because without the Kalachema, I would say, even though when a father chastises a daughter, so then it's Tisoga Shiva Siyomi, but when the Shekhinah chastises not, I mean. So because of that Kalachema, so we know that just as there is Gira for Shiva Siyomi, when a father chastises, so when the Shekhinah chastises, certainly. So the Kalachema is not futile, serves a purpose. Mashenkin, in this case, if we are going to say Dayei, so the whole Kalachema is futile, it doesn't serve any purpose. Because what would be the purpose of the Kalachema? That Karen, Birshus Anizek is Chayev Chatzinezek? The Torah says that Karen is Chayev Chatzinezek. And that means Stam. It's Chayev in every Rishus, in Rishus Arabim and Rishus Anizek. So Mele, so then the whole Kalachema is collapses. So where, as a result of the application of Dai, the whole Kalachema collapses, so Rav Tarfon says we don't apply Dai. And the Rabbanon hold that we apply Dai even in the case where the whole Kalachema collapses as a result of the application of Dai. Alright, so that's the first version. Then when the Rabbanon said Dai, Omalohem, Afani lo yodein, Keren mi Keren, Ani odein, Keren Regel, Uma Bimoki, Shehikila Hashem Vala Regel, Birshus Arabi, Hechmir Bikeren, Mokin Shechmir Hashem Vala Regel, Birshus Anizek, and Indin Shenachma Bikeren. So Tesis explains that when Rav Tarfon said to the Rabbonon, after the first time of Dayei, by the Rabbonon, Afanil Yodei, so he said it Lidivrem, comma, till the day Leslie Dayei and Bifra Kalachema. So Mele, it's all well with the Kalvach de Alfuse of Keren Bishus Anizek from Keren Bishus Rabi. But Liditru, you say Dayei, so I have another version. I can formulate the Kalvachema in another way. Not Keren Bishus Anizek from Keren Bishus Rabi, but Keren from Shemre. Keren Shemre. So what's the Kalvachema? Now Shemre is the minor premise, is the Kal. Why Shem Regel the Kal? Because it's part of Rishus Rabbi. Vis-a-vis Keren, that is Chayav Rishus Rabbi. So Shem Regel is a minor premise, the Kal. And Keren is the Chomo. So if the minor premise, the Kal item, so has the Chumre, that it's Chayav. Shem Regel has the Kal item, has the Chumre of being Chayav in Ezek Sholem, Rishus Anizek, Lachaskamo Vichamo, that the Chomo item, Keren certainly has this chumre of being chayev and ezek sholem. So now we cannot say da'ilovim nadilis geniden in the same way as the Rabbanon said to Rav Tarfon before. Let the lomeit be on the same level as the melameit, because if the alfuse was keren b'shus anizek from keren b'shus rabin, so then we say let the lomeit keren b'shus anizek be on the same level as keren b'shus rabin, just as keren b'shus rabin, the melameit is only chot chayev chot nezek. So the lomit, Keren Bishus Anizek, is Chayev only Chotzinezek. But now that the Alfuse is not Keren Bishus Anizek from Keren Bishus Rabin, but Keren from Shemeregel. Shemeregel is the minor high premise. And Keren is the major premise. And we say, if the Kal item, Shemeregel, has the Chumre of being Chayev and Ezek Sholem in the Rishus Anizek, Al Haskamo Vichamo, that the Chomer item, Keren, has that chumre of being chayev in Ezek Sholem or Rosh Hashanah, so we cannot say let the lomit be like the melamit. Fine, if the lomit is like the melamit, so then the lomit should be chayev in Ezek Sholem. But still, Rabbanon still say dayi lovim in adin liyeskinim. Omrulei dayi lovim in adin liyeskinim. Ma b'yoshus harabim chotzin ezek, av b'yoshus hanizek chotzin ezek. So what's the pshati? So what kind of idai is it? So this is a different kind of idai. So Teisves in Kedushin Daf Yud and in Muki Yosef in Bovakame and that Sugye and the Rosh in Kedushin Daf Hei, so they all say
They also in perhaps state of I think Tesis in Yidushin Dafei also, not only in Dafei. So they all say that this Daye is the Daye B'Seifadi. In other words, there are two kinds of Daye. There is a Daye B'Tchilasadim and there is a Daye B'Seifadi. So the first Daye, when the version, when the Yalfuse consisted of Kerem B'Shus HaNizek, deduced, being deduced from Kerem B'Shus HaRabim, so then the Daye was led alone, be like the Malamit. Now in the second version, where the Alfusi consists of Keren from Shem Regel, so we cannot say Daye let the Lomit be like the Melamed. Because if the Lomit will be like the Melamed, then the Kalvachema is fine. So it's been Kemeni. No, but we say Daye in a different sense. Now you say, what is the Lomit? The Lomit is Keren. And what is the Melamed? Shem Regel. Shem Regel is the Kal item. Keren, the Lomit, is the Chomer item. So you say, if the kal item has the chumre of being chayv nezek sholem, so the chomer item certainly. Why do you call keren chomer item? Why? Why is it chomer? So the chumre manifested by keren vis-a-vis shem regel consists in the fact that whereas Shem V'Regel is poter and Yishus Rabin, Keren is Chayim. But how much is Keren Chayim? Chotzin Ezek. So the whole Chumre of Keren vis-a-vis Shem V'Regel consists in head damages. That's the Chumre. So Mimele, if you want to learn out the Lomid, Keren from Shem V'Regel, the Melamed, so why? Because Keren is Chomu vis-a-vis Shem V'Regel, but Keren is Chomu vis-a-vis the Lomit. Keren is Chomu vis-a-vis Shem V'Regel, but in the sense that he is Chayev Hev damages. So Mimele, when you want to learn out the Lomit Keren from Shem V'Regel on the basis of that Chumre aspect that Keren has vis-a-vis Shem V'Regel in being Chayev Hev damages, so let the Kalvachim also be limited by the limit of this Chumre. What is the limit of this Chumre? It's not an unlimited Chumre, it's a restricted Chumre. The Chumre, true Keren has a Chumre vis-a-vis Shem Regel. How does that Chumre of Keren vis-a-vis Shem Regel manifest itself? In what? In half damages. So there is a limitation and that chumre. So mimele, so the second daye means, whereas the first daye means let the lomid be at the same level as the melamed, the second daye means let the lomid be limited by its own limitation of chumre. The lomid, the basis for the kal v'chomer consists in the fact that the lomid has a chumre vis-a-vis the melamed. What's the chumre of the lomit of Keren vis-a-vis the melamei Shem Regel? Because Shem Regel is potter, not even have damages. Keren is chayev have damages. So that's the basis, that's the extent and the limit of the chumre attribute of Keren vis-a-vis Shem Regel. So mimele, since you want to learn to deduce Keren, the chomer item, from the kal item Shem V'Regel, and why is Keren a chomer item? Because it has a certain limited chumre. What's a limited chumre? Have damages. So let the Yalfuse also be limited by the same limits of that chumre aspect. What are the limits of the chumre aspect of the Lomid? Only have damages. It's not 100% more chomer than Shem V'Regel. It's 50% more chomer than Shem V'Regel. Because Shem V'Regel is not chayev anything, and Keren is chayev chotzin ezek. So it's not a 100% mochamu. It's a 50% mochamu. That's the limit. So mimele, the din that you learn out has to be limited by the same limits, by the same restriction. That Rishayim call dialovim nadin liyeskinitin b'seifadim. So the first daye is bitchilas adin. So daye bitchilas adin means that that the lomid should be on the same level as the malamid, and that would be seifadi means that the lomid itself should be limited by its own limitation, by its own restriction. All right. So Teisa says that actually Raptarofen holds that we don't apply the concept of daye in any case where, as a result of the application of daye, the kalvachemer is futile. So Raptarofen holds that where, as a result of the application of daye, the kalvachemer collapses, so then we cannot even say daye bitchilase. And the Rabbonon hold that we can say daye, even though as a result of the daye, the whole kalchema collapses, even a daye of seifa. So in other words, there is a machlekes between Rav Tarfon and Rabbonon and Likar to do two dayes. So Rav Tarfon holds that being the daye of tchilas adin, being the daye of seifa adin, cannot be applied if as a result of the application of daye. So the kalchema collapses, and the Rabbonon hold that being daye of tchilas adin and even daye of seifadi cannot be applied if as a result, even though as a result of the application, the daye can be applied, if being the daye of tchilas adin and then being the daye of seifadi can be applied in spite of the fact that as a result of the application of daye, the whole kalachim collapses. This is how Tesis in Murakame explains it. And I think all the Rishonim explain it in Bovakam. Alright, now let's see here what Teisa says. So what does Gemara say? Uma Avedo. Avedo is the Chomer item. Why is Avedo Chomer item? Vis-a-vis Shabbos. Because Avedo is Deicha Shabbos. So is there a Shabbos? So Aveide is the Chomer item. So if Aveide, that is the Chomer item, so Mrs. Best is there. So Mrs. Best is there the Chomer item. So we say so Shabbos, that is the Kal item, certainly should be nitchez by Mrs. Best. So it's the Yalfuse of the Kal from the Chomer. There the Yalfuse was from the Rav Tarfon, the Chomer from the Kal, and here the Alfusi is the Kal from the Chomer. So the Chomer is Aveide, so the Chomer item Aveide is Nitches by Mrs. Bez. So the Kal item Shabbos is certainly Nitches by Mrs. Bez. So Hikshar Avrav Yankel Oayne Shnei Medai Ma Vitzichei Nedeiche Aveide Vashem Al Taisi Shabbos Nam Oter Shal Taisi. Let us apply daye b'tchilas adin, because what is the melamed? The melamed is the chomer item, aved. And what is the lomed? The kal item, Shabbos. So if the chomer item is nitches by Mrs. Bezden, so the kal item certain. So we should say, let the lomit, the kal item, Shabbos, be on the same level as the chomer item. The chomer item is nitches by Mrs. Bezden, but only in a passive way. But not become vasei. What does it mean? What does it mean that Mrs. Bezden is the chaveide? In other words, so the kohen has to desist from doing the aveide, interrupt the aveide, in order that the mitzvah of Mrs. Bezden should be fulfilled. So it's in a passive way, only b'sheval taisa. So the chomer item is nitches by Mrs. Bezden in a passive way, b'sheval taisa. So mele, the kal item, the lomid, should be on the same level, in a passive way. But how do you know that even in an active way, so the kal item should be nitches? In other words, we should say, daye b'tchilas adin. ויש להם הדעסי כרבטאו יום אחיך את מפרח כל וחיים אל לאמרו נדאי. So in other words, because even though when the Rabbonon said to Rabtaufen daye b'tchilas adin, so Rabtaufen applied I mean, formulated the Kal Vachomer in another form, but so it's Teis Veslishitose. So Teis Vesia agrees with what Teis Ves says there on Bavakame, that it's not that Rav Tarfon agreed with Rabbonon that we can say Daye B'Tchilas Adin, even though as a result of the Daye, the whole Kal Vachomer collapses. So, but Rav Tarfon deduced it in another form, Lididi Tchu. He said, Lididi, so it doesn't bother me, the Daye. Because we don't say Daye if it's a result of the Daye, Kal Vachomer collapses. But Lididchu, you do say Daye. So I have another version. So that's why Teisa says, V'yishlima da'asik Rav Tarfon, domach edin mecha Kal Vachomer amud nedai. ויהוד דהום על רביש לוקש ורבי יחנן בפרק יחוד עם המומנס ותהי קבורס מסמיצו דרך השבס מקלחי מר לא עם משום דקסובה כרבטאו לא עם משום סובה כרבטאו אלו דלו עם מוסיק הדייטי לחלי בנקום ועשי לשב על תאיסי כי איך לא מוסיק הדייטי השד בפרק משמיס ורבי יחנן דלו עם הדלי דייי משום דהדלי שפר תווי לציר התחייה דהדלו מקלחי ואיד נראה לי מה די הוכה דיינינן הוכה ומה עבידו די קילה דח ישבס ריציחו וכבורס מסמית ודחמיר אלוי קולשקו ובמאים חמורים דעבידו נתחס מפני so now it gives another parents the first parents was that the reason is to why we cannot say die because this sugi accords with Rattav in a chanam accords with Rattav so there is no Kal Vachomer older. The second Teretz is no. That it can accord with Rabbonon too. Not Davke with Rav Tarfon. That we say Daye even though as a result of the application of Daye, the whole Kal Vachomer falls down. So how can the Gemara say, Yomav Avigo Sheyachmuro V'deich HaShabbos ריציח את דייך איסו שנמה ממזבח את תיקחן הולמוס שבא שנתרס מהווי לנדיש את הריציח את דייך איסו so the Kal Vachomer is to be formulated in another way and it's not a matter of semantics because all these things you see if Kal Vachomer had been based upon logic pure logic so if there hadn't been a special aloche that of one of the Midrash Atir Nidash has been Kal Vachomer, then you would say it's semantics. What difference does it make how you formulate it this way, that way? But Kal Vachomer is not logic. Kal Vachomer is one of the many Shatir and Dreshes Ben, like Zerah Shoven, like Kol Patuchlau, like Hekesh, and so on and so forth. So Mimele, so they are calling. So Mimele, it makes all the difference in the world. How you formulate the Kal Vachomer, you see. So here Teisa says, "Veid niralema dehoche daini and hoche uma veido dekil dach yeshabes ritziche ukvras mitzvah dechmir eloi kolshkun loikolshkun." So in other words, so aveide is the kalait. Aveide is the kalait. Ubamerichmoi. Why Aveide is the Kal item and Misas Bezden is the Chomer item and why is Aveide Kal vis-a-vis Misas Bezden so the answer is because Aveide is Nitches by Misas Bezden. Aveide is Nitches by Misas Bezden. So that makes Aveide the Kal item and Mrs. Best the Chomer item.
B'Shabbos. So Mrs. Bezd, the Chomer item certainly has the potential of being Deicha Shabbos. So we learn out Mrs. Bezd, according to this version, so we learn out Mrs. Bezd, the Chomer item, from the Kal item. According to the previous version, so it was the Alfuse of Ma'avido Shiyichmu Videicha Shabbos Ritzicha Deicha Yisro. Shabbos Nitchan Tnei Avede Ein Edin Shetehi Ritzicha Deicha Yisro. So according to the previous version, so it is the Alfuse of the Kal from the Chomer. According to this version, the Alfuse is a Alfuse of the Chomer from the Kal. Uma Aveide the Kilo Dachye Shabbos. So Ritziche Dichmire Lekolshkin. So we learn out the Chomer item Ritziche Mrs. Bezin from the Kal. So in other words, so according to the previous version, it was the Alfuse of the Kal from the Chomer. According to this version, so it is the Alfuse of the Chomer from the Kal. So we say Aveide is the Kal item. So that's the Melamed. So the Kal item is the Melamed. The Kal item has the potential of being Deicha Shabbos. The Chomer item, the Lomed, certainly has that potential. So it's a Alfuse of the Chomer from the Kal. From the Chomer from the Kal. So Memele we cannot say Daiv. But why can't we say Daiv is Seif Adin now? You see, of course, now, if the Kal V'Chomer is formulated this way, it's a Yalfuse of the Chomer item, Mrs. Bezd, from the Kal item, Aveide, so we cannot say Daiv Lomid Nadin B'Tchilas Adin, let the Lomid be like the Melamed. What is the Lomid? The Lomid is the Chomer item, Mrs. Bezd. Because if we say, let the Chomer item, Mrs. Bez, be on the same level as the Kal item, Aveide, then it's Deicha Shabbos. But here we should apply the Daye B'Seif Adin. B'Seif Adin. Just as over there, what does Daye B'Seif Adin mean? That the Daye, let the Chomer item, the Rabbonon saying that as to the second version, so the Rabbonon say to Rav Tal from Daye, let the Lomid, that means Keren, Lekeren, be modified by its own limitation of Chumre, by its own limitation on its Chumre, that is have damages. So here too, now, what is the Kal V'Chomer? So in other words, we learn now the Chomer item, Mrs. Best, from the Kal item, from Aveide. If Aveide, the Kal, has the potential of being Deicha Shabbos, Aveide, the Kal, has the potential of being, that's the Melamed. The Melamed has the potential of being Deicha Shabbos in an active way. There it's in an active way, the Melamed. So the Lomid certainly should have the potential, the Lomid, the Chomer item, Mrs. Bezden, certainly should have the potential of being Deicha Shabbos, even as Aveide does. But then we say, Dayel of Nadil Yeskenedin, let the Lomit, the Chomer item, Mrs. Bezden, be modified, restricted by its own limitation. Why do you say that the Lomit, the Chomer item, Mrs. Bez, why do you call Mrs. Bez the Chomer item? Why do you call Mrs. Bez the Chomer item? So the Chumre of Mrs. Bez vis-a-vis Aveide manifests itself, the Aveide Nitras Ipneya. So, but this Chumre has a limit. It's not an unlimited Chumre, because the Aveide Nitras Ipneya and Bishav Al Taise. So Memele, when you want to learn out the Chomer item of Mrs. Bezden from the Kal item,
If the kal item aveide is deicha Shabbos, is deicha Shabbos, the melamed is deicha Shabbos. So the lomed, the chomer item, should be deicha Shabbos. So we say dialog madin liyiskinim b'seifadin. Daye b'seifadin. Let the lomed, the chomer item, misas bezden, be modified, restricted by its own limitation, by the limitation of its own chumre. What's the chumre aspect of Mrs. Besdin vis-a-vis Aveide? Because Mrs. Besdin is Deicha Aveide, but it's Deicha Mishaval Taise, so that's the limit. So let this Yalfuser, the lawmate of Mrs. Besdin, truly Deicha Shabbos, but it has to be limited by its own limitation. It has to be modified by its own limitation. So why does Taise say that? So if that is not enough, so then Teisves makes it more complicated by the kashi. So umaj ubefele keitzet arek the omar rabbonim lerabtav daye v'ledayino umashem v'regel dikile chayov v'shus hanezek nezek sholem keren lekolch. Why does so when the rabbonon say daye to rabtav, so why don't the rabbonon formulate the Kal V'chomer this way, so then they won't be able to say Daye? So Teisa says, Mishuim, Eret Kal V'chomer Hoche, Ike Lemifach Tuve, Ike B'Shem V'Regel, V'Leke B'Kyan Geishan Olezik. So the Mashor, says, this is inexplicable, it's very difficult. Teisa says, when Rabbonon say to Rabtav, at the very outset, Daye Lev Madin Yeskinim, let the Lomit be on the same level as the Melamed, so why doesn't Rav Talfum reformulate the Kal V'chomer that way? So then he won't be able to say dialogue Adin Li Eskenidin, let the Lomid be like the Melamed. But the question is, so Teisa says, why doesn't Rav Talfum reformulate the Kal V'chomer that way? So he says, because that Kal V'chomer has a curve. Alright, has a curve. But the question is, the Rabbonon, the Rav Talfum, does reformulate that way. And then the Rabbonon say, Daye again, even in regard to this version. Another Daye, not Daye B'Tchilas Adin, but Daye B'Seif Adin. So what does Teisus want? It's inconceivable. The Teisus, you see the Teisus knew the Gemara. The Gemara will come very well. Even if you are going to be skeptical and say, maybe Teisus forgot for a moment one Gemara in Shas. One Gemara, it could happen. But you see, the Teisus operated this Gemara. So he had this Gemara, and it's mine. So how does Teisus say that? So this is the Kash of the Mashal. So here, the Hosom must listen to Boy Raptal from the Melevision Regal. Vafi Lohoche, he shivul daye, Vulipachimulim Shimshishan Olezi. So it's all together. But not only the last part of Tesvis is difficult, the whole Teretz, the second Teretz is difficult. Because the first Teretz was the Disugi according to Raptal. So then he gives a second Teretz. Why doesn't he like the first Teretz? Because there is a slight eichak in saying that this sugya causes the tam. After all, we passed like the Rabbonon. Say nechname, they are rishenim who passed like a tam. Because of this gemara, another gemara, because Rabbunes Yalfu said that chupi is keine, mikal lechemea. So there are a few rishenim who passed like a tam. Contrary to the general rule that yochid rab malochik rab. But most rishenim say that aloch is like Rabbonon. So that's the reason as to why it takes this. In the second Lashon was not satisfied with the first Teretz. So in other words, that according to the second Teretz, it can accord even with the Rabbonon. So, but how? What does the second Teretz say? That the Kal V'chomer is to be reformulated in different words. So then you wouldn't apply the Daye B'Tchilas Adin, but you still will be able to apply the Daye B'Seif Adin. You'll still be able to apply the Daye B'Seif Adin. And the Rabbonon applied Daye B'Seif Adin too, even though as a result of the Daye, the whole Kal V'chomer collapses. Now it's very strange, this.
So apparently we have to say the tesis here. Pocha's tesis here. No, I'm not not tesis in Dushin, it's much more than tesis in Dushin. The tesis in Dushin agrees in Kiesek and the Rosh. But tesis here apparently has another shin. Now, let's go again to that Gemara of Dai. So first, Rav Talfen deduced Kerem Bishus Anizek from Kerem Bishus Rav. So then the Rabbonim said Dai is Kulasa. Then he reformulated the Kalvachena. Not Kerem Bishus Anizek from Kerem Bishus Rabin, but Kerem from Shemrei. So then we cannot say Dai. The Rabbonim couldn't say Dai with Kulasa. But they still said Dai. Bisefari. They still said Dai Bisefari. That's how the Rosh and Mukiesef and Teisves in Dushin explained. Omolei Dai Lovin Adil Yisknin Ma Bishus Arabim Chotzenezek Ab Bishus Anezek Chotzenezek. So Rashi explains what again Dai Lovin Yisknin the save I Lav Kerem Bishus Arabim Lo Mishtekach Hastat Kalachim Abad Den Svar Machin Chomo. Chomo is the better girsa. In other words, that's Dai Bisefadi. So it's much more from Loshan Rashi that what Rabbonin said, again, Dai Lov Nadin Yiskinid, Ma Bishus Arabim Chotzenezek, Ma Bishus Anizek Chotzenezek. So they meant Dai Bisefadi. Apparently, this is here, holds no. Dai Bitchilas Adin, that we can say. Dai. Because after all, it's not a question of logic here. If it had been, if Dai had been a matter of logic, so then the Gemara wouldn't have to resort to a special Zasakosu of a Vio Yorik Faneo. Why do we have to resort to Psukim? It's a Svara Pshuta. I mean, it's a classic example. I mean, Dai is a classic example of common sense. Dai, I mean. When is it a classic example of common sense? If the Kal V'Chomer itself is common sense, is based upon common sense. But the Kal V'Chomers of the Yud Gimel Minyan are not based upon common sense. It's not based upon logic. There is a kalachemia of logic also, but that so every one of us can deduce such a kalachemia of logic if it conforms to all the rules of logic. But the kalachemia of the Alfuses is not based upon logic. So the Mele Dai is not based upon logic either. So we have to resort to a special Gzerasakosu. And where do we have that Gzerasakosu from Dai? The posik ligabi miriam, vo vio yorik yorik duvanel. Now, so over there, what kind of a dai is it? It's not a dai b'sefadi. It's a dai b'chilasadi. Because vo vio yorik yorik duvanel, halit kolim shivas yomin kal v'chim al yishchino abos ayin. So, what is the melamed? The vio yorik. So vio is the melamed, and what is the lomed shchino? So we say even in connection with the Malamit, in the case of a Vio Yorik, so Yishivas Yomim, Alchas Kamo Vechamo, in connection with the Lomei, the Shechino, when the Shechino is Yorik Vifoneo, so Alchas Kamo Vechamo, Yudaladye. So then we say, no, but it's not Yudaladye. We say, let the Lomei, the Shechino Yorik Vifoneo, be on the same level as a Vio Yorik Vifoneo. When a Vio Yorik Vifoneo is So when the Shechino is Yorik Vifoneo, also Shivas Yomim. So what kind of Dai is it here? The Gzeras HaKosu, the Mokir, for this Haloch, this concept of Dai, which is not logic. That's Dai B'Tchilas Adin. So we have no Pasik for Dai B'Sif Adin, Meicha Teise. On the basis of logic, the whole Kalachimah is not based upon logic. So Memele, we only have Gzeras HaKosu for Dai B'Tchilas Adin. We have no Gzeras HaKosu for Dai B'Sif Adin. So what will Teisves in Dushin and the Mugiesef and Morakam and the Rosh in Dushin say? They will say once we have a Gzeras HaKosuf that has reference to Dai B'Tchilas Adin, so mainly the same Gzeras HaKosuf is expressive also of Dai B'Sif Adin. But apparently Teisves here in Yevamos holds no. We have a Gzeras HaKosuf that there is such a principle as Dai B'Tchilas Adin. We have no Gzeras HaKosuf for Dai B'Sif Adin. So Mimele, when When the Rabbonon said to the first Kalvachimer, Dayu b'tchlesadi, so Rab Tarfon himself didn't consider it as a refutation, because Rab Tarfon holds that we can't apply Dayu, even Dayu b'tchlesadi. We cannot apply if as a result of the application of Dayu, Kalvachimer collapses. But he says, Lidivreichen, you hold that Dayu can be applied even though as a result of the application of Dayu, Kalvachimer collapses. So I reformulate the Kalvachimer in a different way. And then you don't have a Dayu. So the Rabbonon again said, Dayu lov nad nisknin. So according to Teisves here in Yevomes, it's not less Rashi. The Rabbonon again said Dayu. Es Rashi in Ezra in Kiyesev. So in other words, we say again Dayu. Dayu b'seif adin. No. There is no Dayu b'seif adin. There is no Mokia. There is no Zeras HaKosu for Dayu b'seif adin. But the Rabbonon said, when they said, Omkuli Dayu, they said, so in other words, you can ask, Koike Chosam Nasefer, but this is how Teisves explains the Mishneh. Omkuli Dayu, in other words, as far as the new version of the Kalvachimer is concerned, it has a Pirche. You cannot say, Mashem Rebel Bikile Chayobim, Bishus Anizek, Nezek Sholem, Iskerli Kolshvi, because so Shem Regel, you cannot call Shem Regel Kal. Why? You want to call Shem Regel Kal because it has one kule, but at the other hand it has counterbalancing chumres. It's Yishanoy Lezeikon, so on the whole it's not Kal. So Mimele, you cannot reformulate the Kalvachimer this way. So you have to formulate it in the original way, in the first version. As to the first version, so it's Dayu. This is what the Chachomim meant, according to Teisves. Omrulei, Dayu lov nadin liskniden, because this Kal, you cannot reformulate the Kal v'chema this way. Because Shem v'regel on the whole is not Kal, vis-a-vis Keren. Why should it be Kal vis-a-vis Keren? Because it has one kule, potem b'shis arabi. So it has many chumres. It has many chumres now. Rishenim as the kashe, the Rishenim shemukbetzes murkame. So they also as that kashe, and those Rishenim apparently explain the Mishneh Omrei Dayu Nadin Liskaniden the same way as the Rosh, and Mukiyesev explain it. In other words, they said that Rabbonon say here another Dayu, Dayu b'seifadi. So Memele they ask. How can there be such a kalvachimer? How can Rav Tal deduce a kalvachimer? Uma Hashem v'regel b'kile chayovim. Hashem v'regel that his kal is chayiv v'sholim. So Karen, this is homo certainly. But why Hashem v'regel kal? Why Hashem v'regel kal? So ike b'Hashem v'regel like be Karen ki yishanu el ezeika. So Rishenim shenukbetzes give it eretz. Every kalvachimer is that way. So every kalvachimer is based upon that, and upon that fact that there is one aspect of Chumre. So because of that one aspect of Chumre, we treat it as a Kal item. One aspect of Chumre, we treat it as Chumre item. Because of one aspect of Kule, we treat it as a Kal item. So mainly we cannot ask because if you are going to ask that there are other aspects of Chumre that the so-called Kal item has, so then you can undermine the whole principle of Kalvachimer. Because many Kalvachimers is like that. So this is how they answer the Kashi. They themselves as the Kashi and the Mishneh. How does Rav Tarfon reformulate the Kalvachimer? Mashem v'regel the Kal. So Nezek Sholem is Chayv v'Nezek Sholem. So Keren the Chomol the Kolchim the Chayv v'Nezek Sholem. But why don't the Rabbonon say to Rav Tarfon, Mal Hashem Ike b'Shem Regel, the Leke b'Keren, Yishanu El Ezeikon? So they give the Teretz, no, it doesn't matter that there is a certain Chumre that Shem Regel has, that Keren does not have. But as long as there is one Kule that Shem Regel has, that is not present, not possessed, that Kule is not possessed by Keren, so Memele we can treat it for the purpose of the alfus of kalvachim erezik alef. That is it. So apparently tasteless here does not agree with this, but this is a dama poshut that many kalvachimers, most kalvachimers in shas are that way. So the minor, the so-called minor item, kal item, so because of one aspect of kule, so it's treated as a kal item, even though there is another aspect of chumre. So why does Teisa say here, the ikel mifachtu be di ikel b'shem rego vileke b'keren ki gengish anoy lezeikon? So apparently Tesis holds here that since we see the generally speaking, so Shem Regal is more chomot than Keren. Shem Regal is more chomot than Keren. And Mr. Asvore Shem Regal should be more chomot. Why? Because after all, Shem Regal is Uche at the very outset, and Keren at the very outset is Mishune. And Stam Shvorim we pass from like Avune Brid Rav Yeshua, that Stam Shvorim b'chaz kashim o kaime, so the average axe is considered, is presumed to be safe, not ferocious, not dangerous. So in other words, it's a special chidish that the Torah is mechayev keren. So what is more chomo generally speaking? Shem Rego, it's Yeshanu Elezeikon, and because of Yeshanu Elezeikon, so it's Uche, it's the natural thing for a behemoth when it finds a crop of Tue to eat out the crop of Tue. So generally, in a general way, Shem Regel is Mochom. How do we know that Shem Regel is Mochom or in a general way? Because it's Yeshanu Elezeikon, and because of the Yeshanu Elezeikon, so it's most natural for the behemoth to eat whatever it finds. So Mimele, but we find one aspect of kuli in Shem Regel. That is, Shem Regel is part of Mishus Arabi. But the Rif says that the reason, I mean, it's not time Hamikro. According to the Rif, so the Gzeras HaKosu, Vishila Abirei, who be up is the Achir, the Lord of Shusarabim, so it's Kserakosuf, the Shem Regal is not Shusarabim. But according to the Rif, this Kserakosuf is expressive of a certain Svar. There are certain Kserakosufs that are not Kserakosufs like Boradume. It's not to be conceived by Svar. There are certain Kserakosufs that are expressive of Svar. So according to the Rif from Bobakame, the reason as to why Shem Regal is part of the Shusarabim, the Torah says so, but what's the Pshat in the Kserakosuf? Because is the derech of the behemoth to walk in Rishus Arabim, I mean, a person wouldn't be able to function if he couldn't allow the behemoth to go out in the Rishus Arabim. He must take out the behemoth of Rishus Arabim. He couldn't function, he couldn't take care of his behemoth. So Mimele the Torah pattern, if the behemoth in the course of its going in the Rishus Arabim, where it's uche of the behemoth to go there, and the Bailim has reshus to take the behemoth in the Rishus Arabim. So Mimele the Torah pattern. So Mimele, this is what Teisus means. So Ike lemifach tuve, the Ike b'shem regu leke b'keren ke yishano el ezeikon. So other Rishayim say Yishim Kebetzes. So what? But many kalachemels, so because of the fact that there is one aspect of kule in a certain item, so it's considered as a kal item. The answer is here it's different. Teisus holds because here, since Shem Regel is Yeshanu Elezeikon, and because of that it's uche lehalich b'shus Arabim, as the Rif says in Bulakami. So and that's why at the very outset it's chayven as a ksholem. No, but Keren is no Anu Elezeikon, so it's Mishune. And it's range. So, and the whole chiyuv, even the chotzin ezek, at the very outset, is a chidesh. Is a chidesh according to Rabbuna Brit Rav Yeshua. So, Mimele, that means that the fact that Shem Regel has that one cool aspect of being part of Mishus Arabim is not reflective in any way that it's a kalayt. The Shem Regel is a kalayt. The fact that Shem Regel is part of Mishus Arabim. Because we see that on the whole Shem Regel is Mochom. It's Yeshanu Elezeikon. So why does the Torah Pater Shem Regel B'Shus Rabim, as the Rib says? Because it's Darko Lahala B'Shus Rabim. That's why the Bible has a reshoes to let the behemoth go under the reshoes rabbi. So that's why. So in other words, this kule is not essentially kule, because there is a special reason as to why the Torah patterns the Bailim from paying for any damage that the behemoth did with Shem Rebele in the course of its going, walking in the Rishus Rav. So there is a special reason. There is a svare according to the Rishus. But, so, true, many Kalachemers are based upon the fact that one item has one cool aspect. So because of that one cool aspect, so Mimele it's treated as a kal item. So over there, that one cool aspect, even though it might have a humre aspect, but so in a certain sense, it is kal. Mashinken here, there is a svore as to why, according to the Riv, as to why Shem Rebbe is for the Mishas Rabbi. Because the Bailim has reshus. The Bailim has reshus to let the behemoth walk in the Mishas Rabbi. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to function if he wouldn't be allowed to let the behemoth walk in the Rishus Rabbi. So Mimele, this one, this single kule of being part of Rishus Rabbi has a reason. It's not reflective of a general aspect of kule. You see, in every other case where there is a certain aspect of kule, even though it has an aspect of kule, but the aspect of kule is, to a certain extent, it constitutes a general chumre in a certain sense. Masha'inkin here, this kule of being potential rabbim has a reason. So in other words, it's not considered to any extent a kalaiter. This is what Teisves says. So Mimele, and this is how Teisves explained the mission. Omulei, the second time when they said Omulei, so they said as follows. As far as the reformulated kalvachemea, so he cannot make Kalachem. Because Shem Regel is not Kal. Why Shem Regel not Kal? Because Shem Regel on the whole is Chomo. It's in Shanoel Ezeken vis-a-vis. True, and even in this Kule, so there is a special reason. But it doesn't constitute in a limited sense a general Kule. So the only kalachemia that you can formulate is the original kalachemia. So as to the original kalachemia, so dialog madin liyaskin. Apparently, Teisves explained the Mishnah that way. Alright, Shenemar, mi mizbichi tikichu. Va'afilu imen shemkein acher, ro laveide, sha'aveide nitra. So why was Teisves bothered? Teisves was bothered. How do I know that Mrs. Bezdin is more chomer than aveide? How do we know? Maybe Mrs. Bezdin is not more chomer than aveide, but the reason is why the image of Mrs. Bezdin is deicha aveide, because if this kain interrupts the aveide, so there are so many other kainim. So it's actually Kaim Shneyer. But in Achaname, Mrs. Bezdin is not more chomot than the mitzvah alei. So Teisa says, no, this is a kosev from Mizbech Itikachen Olomus, implies that even if there is no other kain available, let's say there is no other kain available in the Bizamich, only this kain, no other kain, even in such a case, if the kain happens to be a Ritzeach, and he has to be executed, so he has to be forced to interrupt the Aveide, and to fulfill the mitzvah of Mrs. Bez. Mafilu mishum kinache ro la aveide shavim. Vim teima vidil no hosom lav mishum di tzich edachi aveide elo mishum di gavru udu lechoze kidam rinom kin kein sho ag nefesh lo yiso eskapo shenem al yidei chem domen leyu vikol shme aveide. So the Gemara says that if a ritzeach killed a human being, so if a kain kill a human being, so then it's possible to be neis eskapo. Possible neis eskapo. I mean, there was a shaila in connection. That shaila arose during the First World War, not during the Second World War. So, because in the Second World War, so those who fought on the side of the Allies did not commit an Isar Tziche. But in the First World War, so on both sides, the Isar Tziche was committed. You see. So some Jews fought on the side, you know, of the Axis, and some Jews fought on the side of the Allies. And on both sides, they were Kehani who committed the Isar Tziche. So the Shaila was, after the end of the First World War, the Kehanim, whether they could be Nisar Tziche. Old Shaila, I mean, discussed by many Gdeli. So there is a halacha that one was healed in Nefesh is lo yisa eskap. Is lo yisa eskap. So Memele, if he's possible in Sieskapai, so he's certainly possible Lavede, Vieshle. So Memele, how do we know that, how can we infer from that? That Aveide, that Mrs. Bezdin is so homo that can take Aveide. Maybe the reason is why you can take away the Ritzeach from the Aveide, because if he continues to the Aveide, the Aveide will be possible anyway. We won't lose anything because he's a Ritzeach. We are going to meet out Mis against him, so he's certainly a Ritzeach. The same aloha applies to all mechuyav mitzvos bezdin, not after ritzeach. For avera ad averas too, but the posik deals with ritzeach. So memele once we have a posik, so it applies to adam mechuyav bezdin too. But maybe this posik is limited only to ritzeach, and the reason as to why we has to interrupt the Aveide is because the Aveide is possible, and the Nochname vis-a-vis Adam Chiyov Mrs. Bezdin, where the Aveide is not possible, so in Nochname, so the Aveide shouldn't be interrupted. The Yesh Lema, the Alkocho Chosin, the Mechal Aveide, the Mimizbechi, the Lo Imaal Mizbechi, the Lo Yiso Escapo, Chumre Baalmel, Chumre Baalmel, the Eid. דאַפקע ליס איז קאַפּ. לפיש הורק ביודע, ווען קאַטייגע מאס איז אַ לייגע, וואָך די סיל באו קאָל פאר ביז קעם קאַפּ. So now we see the first lesson takes this, says in so many words that when a ritzeach he does the aveide, so the aveide is not mechula. Then Tesis gives another teretz. Apparently the second version of Tesis assumes that it's not only osir for ritzeach to the neisis kapo, but there is, it's possible, the aveda is possible. But the second teretz says it only applies to the aveda of neisis kapai. It doesn't apply to other avedas. But if it applied to, why doesn't it apply to other avedas? Other avedas, because uforischem eskapeichem esom einai. So in other words, so since the Novi says uforitzchem eskapech kapechem alim ina mikem yideichem domim aleil, so the Novi has reference only to one aveide of this eskapai, not the aveide of kabonis. So in other words, so the aveide in respect to ritzeach, the aveide of this eskapayim is more homo than the Aveid of Kabbalah. So it doesn't apply. But as far now, but it is Mucha from the second Russian Teisves. Let's say a Kayan who killed a human being, he'll be Neisei Skapo. So he acted Shalokidin. But it's not only that he acted Shalokidin. It's not only. The whole Aveide is possible of Neisei Skapayim. Skapayim is also an Aveide. It's not the kind of an Aveide that requires Mikdosh and that requires Bidikuhune, but it's an Aveide. Neisei Skapayim is an Aveide. So according to Second Moshe in Teitzves, if, let's say, a Kayan who killed a human being would be Neisei Skapo, so it's not only that he acted against the Deen. There is no Kima Mitzvah. It's possible. The Neisei Skapayim, and of course, the Broche, as you shown him say so, is the Broch Levatole, it's possible that way. But it doesn't apply to other Avedis. So other Avedis, it's even muta for Ritzeach to do other Avedis. It's even muta. But the first Loshen Teisve says On the contrary, for the same halacha that applies to Nisias Kapayim applies to all Avedis. But it's only a Nisya. It's only a Nisya. The Avedi is not Mechula. The Avedi is not Mechula. The Avedi is not Mechula. So, in other words, so according to the first Loshin, it applies to all Avedis, not after the sky. But the Avedi is not Mechulel, and it says Kapayim itself is not Mechulel. But it's also, let's say, if Tzeach was Nisias Kapov, according to the first Loshin, and he made the Bracha from Tzeach, it's a one Levor, Sami Yisroel, Ba'avo, so it's not the Bracha Levatole. But he did something that is also, but the Bracha Levatole it isn't, because the Avedi is not possible. Not possible. And the same thing applies to all other Avedis. If the Tzeach will do the Avedi of Iloche and Zirke and so on, Haktore, so he'll do an Issa, but the Avedi is Kshayot. The Avedi is Kshayot. According to the second Loshin Teisves, so the Avedi is possible, but it's limited. So it's limited to the Seas Kapayim, but in regard to the Seas Kapayim, it's possible, and it's not only Seas Kapayim, it's a Bracha Vatole, it's everything. You see. It's a Bracha Vatole, it's everything. And let's say, if the Ritzeach, the Kehen, is the only Kehen, and the Shliach Tzibur, so is Mafsik, right, we anake, that if there is only one Kehen, so then the Shliach Tzibur is not Mafsik, alright. The Shliach Tzibur is not Mafsik, but suppose he is Mafsik, so then it would be a Hefsek in the Shmnei Esrei of the Shliach Tzibur. It would be Hefsek because the Nisias Kapayim is not Nisias Kapayim according to the second Loshin. It's not Aveide, it's Mechulel, that Aveide. So there are two Lishenes. So according to the first Loshin Teisves, it applies to all Aveides. But Aveide is not Mechulel, it's only a Nisya, according to the second. So the Aveide is Mechulel, but it's limited only to Nisias Kapayim. Alright.